The devil's got good eyesight. He even knew Jesus when he saw him. The unclean spirit saw Jesus, but he forbade the unclean spirit to speak. He didn't want to be known for his work that he was doing right then. He didn't want to be known for just the person that cast out the spirits. He wanted to be known for what he was going to do for us on the cross. He wanted the belief that he was the Son of God in the end, and that belief and what it could do for you. Unclean spirit was one that was said to be in a fever or a frenzy or quite overcome by it. It's not talking about here about sickness or casting out sickness, healing sicknesses, healing diseases. He's not talking about that. He's just talking about an unclean spirit, one that's pretty much overcome by the unclean spirit, by the devil. One who acts in direct opposition to God. Now, we've all seen this in someone and probably all said, you know, that's a devil child or demon child, and said it jokingly. And I've heard it, you know, a long time ago, but you don't hear it now much because it's probably offensive to a lot. But as I was studying this, I found out that it was true. And I looked it up in the scripture, and I was studying this. But I wanted to show in the Bible what it says about the devil child or child of the devil. And we all know it starts over in Genesis, and it's in chapter 3, verse 1. But the devil's got good eyesight. It's, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast in the field which the Lord the God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be like gods, knowing the good and the evil." Straight up the bat, sin entered in. Y'all know that. Devil straight up started out lying. He's Satan. That's what he's going to do. He's up to trickery. But he's got good eyesight. He waited to look and see when they were alone. When they didn't have any, when God wasn't in the garden, Satan saw that it was a good time to come in and tempt them. It's not real popular, you know, saying a child of the devil. I wouldn't use this as a witnessing tool. I wouldn't go out and say up straight up to somebody, you know, you're a child of the devil, because you're not going to win with the Lord. But I say these things because of the urgency and how it burdened my heart whenever I started studying this. It opened almost a new level to looking at lost people. And it kind of really hit home with me. John chapter 8, it goes on further to show this in verse 43. It amazes me, the Jewish people in the Bible, because they were here, they wanted to stand for the way things were, the law. And if you read this whole passage here, this whole like chapter, it talks about, well, Jesus goes on to tell them, you know, why are you trying to kill me? Why are you trying to kill me? And when they stood by the commandment, it says, thou shalt not kill. But I just thought that was kind of humorous. But it goes on down in verse 43. It says, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? If I lay the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." And there's another verse over 1 John chapter 3, 7 through 10, where it talks again about the child of the devil. But I like the verse, and you have to look at it where we were all created by God, but we are not all children of God until we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That put a new urgency on it for me, and I hope it kind of comes across that way to you. But the verse over in John 3:7-10, it talks about the same thing, about being a child of the devil, but I like it because the rest of it talks about love. The rest of that whole thing talks about love and the love of Jesus, how we should love our brothers. And I like that a lot. That was a good thing. But, you know, the devil has good eyesight when it comes to save people, too. It's not just about, you know, those that are lost, those that are a child of the devil. And I know that's not popular, but, you know, as being a preacher, it's not all about being popular, but what the Word of God says and what the Lord's laid on my heart. But it's not something you hear a whole lot about. And somebody told me that last year, and I just, through this reading, through what the Lord laid on my heart, I researched it, and I thought, wow, you know, that's something that's not talked about a lot in churches. But how we should get more of a burden for the lost looking at it in that way. But the devil has good eyesight when it comes to save people, too. You know, when we think we're saved, it's all good, you know, and it is, because we're going to go to heaven. That's it. We've defeated the devil in going to hell. But just when you think that you've got everything under control and everything's running good, the devil will blindside you. I know that the devil can't be everywhere at the same time. He's not omnipresent. But over in Ephesians 5, verse 10, it starts off and it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might." I like that because we look at might here on this earth as, you know, the guys that are in prison lift weights all the time, and, you know, muscle builders, you get that kind of might. But there's so much power in the Word. That's what he's talking about. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Those wiles, the definition was deceit, trickery of the devil. We know he's got lots of tricks. He's got lots of deceiving in him. He can deceive us in a lot of ways. It says, "For we wrestle not against the flesh and the blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. To stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having your breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." And it says, "Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." The devil has good eyesight when it comes to save people. How much time does it take to throw a dart? He's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere at one time. But I was thinking about, how much time does it take to throw a dart? How much time does it take to plant a seed? You know, not long. He knows just when to throw it. He's got good eyesight. He knows when to throw it, and he knows where to hit you. He knows where to plant that seed. I mean, it could just be something little. And I'm not saying the devil can do anything. Our flesh helps a lot. And the devil can't do it all. But I firmly believe that, you know, the devil is very real. I know he's very real on this earth. There was a man in our ministry that was in the prison one day. And he was kneeling down. With the prison doors, you've got a little window that you can look through. And it's the Rock of Ages prison ministry. The prison part of it, they go into the prisons and they witness to the lost people. The prisoners there. And he said he was kneeling down at one of the doors, and it's just a little window, and he said he could see this guy up in the bunk up there, and he started talking to him and saying, you know, "Have you ever accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know you're lost if you die today?" And started witnessing to this man. And he said he never took his eyes off of him, but he said in a second, in a flash, he said all of a sudden there were his eyes, and it was like fire in that door. He said, the closest thing I can figure was that that was the true demon possession right there that I've heard about, but I've never witnessed it. He said, I've never seen anything like that in my life, and I never have since then. And this is a man that's uptight with God. I mean, he's been in the ministry for a long time, but and I know he's not lying about it, but he said he's never seen anything like that. He said he never took his eyes off the guy, and all of a sudden he was in that doorway with the fiery eyes. He said, and he said it had this grip on me. He said, I could not move. And finally, he said, I broke away and got away from that door. But he said, I've never felt anything like that in my life. So I do believe the devil's very real walking on this earth. I'm getting everything all mixed up. But you know, the story of Job, when God asked Satan, he said, you know, what you been doing? He said, walking up and down in the earth. I like that because he said he wasn't walking down on the earth. He said he was walking up and down in it. But, you know, it's very real. Sorry about that. I keep wandering away from the mic. He is very real. But, you know, getting back to the darts, you know, how much time does it take to throw a dart? He knows where to hit us. He knows how to hit us. He's got good eyesight. He knows where to hit us. But, you know, I think about this armor that they used to wear in the Bible days. And, you know, it wasn't fully... Like it's not like knight's armor that they wear nowadays. It had the breastplate, it had a helmet, but it had lots of open places in it too. And the devil's darts, no matter, saved is saved, you know, but the devil's still going to get at us. He's still going to throw these fiery darts at us. And they're still going to hit us. He's still going to have an influence on us sometime or another. It says, wherewith you should be able to take above all the shield of faith, wherewith you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That word quench, it just means to put out. You know, if you don't do something after the devil hits you with whatever he's got, however he blindsides you, and it's happened to me, so I know it's very real. Brother Raymond said, whenever I first started preaching, I surrendered to preach, he said, you got a big old bullseye on your back now, son. And I said, yeah, whatever, you know. I'm not worried about that. The devil ain't going to get a hold of me. Well, he did, brother, and he ain't done yet, I'm sure, because he doesn't like people that preach Jesus. He's very real. He's very real. And if he hasn't attacked you yet, he will, and he probably will more than once. But, you know, these fiery darts, it says quench for a reason, because the darts are going to hit us. But he says, how are you going to quench him? With the faith in Jesus Christ, moral conviction and truthfulness of God. Go to the Word, take the Word to him, what it says, get in the Word. And I've just got one more thing. In John chapter, 3:22. It says, whatsoever we ask, we shall receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. That's the main thing for quenching those fiery darts. For taking care of Satan. He's going to attack us. Our flesh is going to get in the way. But we've got that Spirit inside of us if we'll rely on it. To get that Spirit, number one, you have to be saved. You have to be saved. I struggled with for so long, and you're saying, preacher, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. I studied with so long up until about a month ago with the whole, I know I'm saved. It's okay. I know I'm saved. But I struggled with why so many people, I said, why doesn't everybody get saved? All you have to do is believe that the Son of God died on the cross for our sins. Well, in the back of my Bible, if I can flip there real quick, it gives a plan of salvation. It's A, B, C. Admit that you're a sinner. There it is. Admit to God that you're a sinner. This is ABCs of salvation, becoming a Christian, it says. And I always knew it was the ABCs. Admit, you know, believe, admit that to God that you're a sinner, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and confess your faith in Jesus. And I'm like, well, that's still easy. Why? And then it hit me, and I mentioned this one other time somewhere else. It says, confess your faith in Jesus as Christ and Savior. It says, and Lord. And if you look in the Bible, what it says is believe on the Lord Jesus. And I thought, man, one little word, and that's all it was. Because to see that word Lord, it means he possesses power. And it means he possesses authority. And it means that he's a ruler and he's a governor. We follow our governors of our state. If you think about back in the days of kings possessing power and authority, they do what the law says. And I said, there it is right there, because they're not following the Lord. I said, because anybody can believe on Jesus, but if you're not willing to follow him and call him Lord, that was the key to salvation right there. But you got to have that first. You know, we need to walk in the Lord, you know. We need to use our feet to walk righteously. We need our ears to hear the word that's preached. And I looked at this and I said, the devil's good eyesight. And I thought, some people don't see. I'll twist this around. I don't know how to put this. I tried to put it one way and it won't work. People can't see when the Holy Spirit's talking to them. I know that's hearing, but people can't see when the Holy Spirit's talking to them. They'll just blow it off. They'll just blow it off. We have the Spirit in us, in our feet to walk righteously. Listen to the Holy Spirit and do what it says. Hear the word preached. Use our eyes to read the word. Use our mouth to speak of his knowledge. Y'all, we got to get in his word. There's going to be people that come up every day and try to twist things around what the Bible says, try to say things against Christians. We got to be able to take it from the word of God. You can't say, well, the preacher said, because that won't work. That's just man. But if you can do it with authority from the word of God, usually if it's a child of the devil or somebody with an unclean spirit, it's going, the power of God will work. The power of God will work in the Holy Spirit. Use the mouth to speak of his knowledge. I titled this The Devil's Good Eyesight because the devil does have good eyesight. He knows when to attack us, like I said. I didn't title it The Devil's 20/20 Vision because he got blindsided. He didn't see his defeat coming on Calvary. And that's what I love. I'd love to see the look on his face when my Savior carried that cross up that hill and died on that cross and took my sins with him. We rose again on that third day, and he's looking up going, no, it was all over. Oh, he's a liar, and he's a loser. And I've already got that bullseye on my back, so he can have at it. But I know the ending of the story. I know the end. I know where he's going to end up, in the lake of fire. Father, we love you. We just thank you for the day that you've given us today, Lord. Thank you for just laying this message on my heart and helping me to get it out that you've you burden me with, Lord. I pray that, Lord, that everybody here knows that they're a child of God, Lord. If they're not, I pray that they come to know you as our Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray that you strengthen us, that we can get in your word and just use it to defeat the darts of the devil, Lord, to have that faith in you that you'll quench them all. Father, we love you, and we just want to thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.